bit of a Van Hunt here in the zone. Novello T.O. Radio, we got everything taken care of. See what happens when you take time away? You got to try to reinvent yourself, so to speak. I got my program manager looking at me now. I told you today, but when you take yourself the time off, this is what happens. But we got everything under control, so we're going to do. We're going to be like Gene, bring a thing. We're going to reach out and get this very talented keyboardist, of course, Valerie Gett, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new album, Velours. Lord have mercy, that's what we can do. Hey, like Gene, let's bring a thing to life. Yes, we can do this, absolutely.
Hello.
Well, good afternoon. May I speak with Valerie, please?
This is she. Is this Teddy Bear?
You better believe it, my love.
I'm fine. How are you? I love your voice. Oh, my God. I want to record your voice. That's the engineer in me talking. Oh,
that's
great.
All right, man. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and congratulations on a wonderful new album. I'm going to date myself a little bit when I say album, but hey, I'm all right with that.
Hey, it's okay. Thank you so much. Well, I'd love to send you the whole album. I know I just sent you. She just said to send the two songs, so.
When you do send the album, please, can you autograph it for me? It would do my heart good. Yes, it would.
If I would what?
I said if you would autograph it for me, that would be great.
Oh, sure. Do you want me to send you a physical album?
I promise you I'll have Tim to give you all the physical information so you can get it.
Okay, so that would be my pleasure.
Absolutely. You did a wonderful job. The two tracks that I've had an opportunity to listen to, you did a phenomenal job. And I must say, I must ask, the concept of Velours, where did it come from? Where did it originate from?
The concept is actually, I'm using the French spelling and pronunciation, so that S is actually silent. So it's just Velours, way you say it in English. But the concept of it, we're not on air right now, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we are? I didn't realize we were actually on air. Oh, that's even better. So the original concept of Velours came from when I was in Paris a couple of years ago. People used the word Velours when something was cool.
Right.
So they would say, oh, c'est Velours. You know, you'd be talking about something and they thought it was cool and they go, oui, yeah, c'est Velours. And I thought, oh, I love the usage. What a beautiful way to use this word that just means velvet and smooth, just like it does in English. And so, at the time, it inspired me to write the song Velours, and that ended up becoming the title of the whole album.
Man, again, you did a wonderful job. You know, you had an opportunity to work with a lot of wonderful artists over your period of time in the industry. And I must ask, who had the greatest influence on you as far as being able to take chances with your music and not limit yourself as far as what you're able to do?
Oh, well, hands down, the greatest influence. I am very blessed to have worked with so many great people. But hands down, working with Ashford & Simpson for over 20 years has been the most tremendous influence in my life. On my music, on my singing, on my playing, on everything, and on my life, just because they're such wonderful, generous people. But I also learned from working with them closely in the studio as well as live, that they, you know, you go out, you try songs, you tear them apart, you try them new ways, there's no fear. It's just music, and you open your heart, and you let what's in your heart come out, and that's what it's all about, expressing yourself and finding this marriage of music and words that can reach somebody else's heart. And that's what I feel.
Absolutely. All of your performances that I've had an opportunity to see that have been brought to me, very personable, very interactive, where it doesn't feel like a concert. It feels like you're conversing with someone through music. For you, how long did it take for you to get to that point where you have that kind of rapport with the audience?
That's a very interesting question. I think it's developed over time. Certainly feeling more comfortable on stage. You know, we're all nervous when we start out.
Right.
For many years, I also hosted a night for songwriters that I started myself, and that helped me become very comfortable talking to the audience and introducing other audience, you know, other participants, songwriters. I think, of course, playing on stage with Ashford and Simpson, with Nick and Val for all these years, and watching how they interact with the audience as performers and as people, and how, you know, they just touch people so closely. I think all of those converge into this, I guess you'd say confidence, or just feeling comfortable on stage. I think it's really feeling comfortable more, because the confidence comes when you feel comfortable in anything. Feeling comfortable on stage is, you can talk to people and you can be spontaneous. That, you know, if someone says something funny, you can respond. And I think maybe it comes from that. As for how long that took, I think it's a lifelong process that's evolving even still. But I love performing, and I love, you know, being in a kind of atmosphere where you can really touch people and see them and interact with them. Because that's, you know, music, performance in music is co-created by the audience. They're bringing their energy to you, and you're bringing your energy, and everyone's creating this wonderful interaction together, which just happens to be in music.
Absolutely. You know, I've always said the key element to being a great artist is becoming one with who you are, knowing who you are, being comfortable in your own skin. From what I've seen in your performances, it seems like you have such a release energy. It's almost very, to me, it comes across as almost being very therapeutic for you. When you do leave the stage, how do you come down from such a high when you have that kind of energy and interaction with the listeners, when you're on that kind of vibe with one another?
That's a good question. I mean, after a concert, I certainly will be up and awake for quite a long time. It's not like you can just go home and go to sleep. So usually we hang out. I hang out with the band, and, you know, if it's somewhere far away, then at least we have to drive and get back. You know, that gives you some time to come down. But I think it's, I think you just enjoy that moment of expansiveness that you just created, and I think it kind of just absorbs and slowly washes away.
Absolutely. On the new album, The Lord, how do you see your songwriting? How do you see your songwriting elevate to the next level working on this new project?
I see my songwriting change a great deal on this record. I feel very, very, very satisfied in a way. I mean, as a writer, you're always pushing yourself, but on this record, with several songs in particular, I worked very, very hard with the lyrics and with the structures of the songs to bring my writing to another level. I mean, I've done records where it's like, oh, this is a cool groove, and I've got a cool chorus, and let's just throw some lines in the verse, and oh, it's awesome. And it's fun, and you can play it live, and people dance, and it's great. But this album with Valour, I did really want to have a message in some of the songs, and with a few of the lyrics, there's one in particular you haven't heard yet, a song called Linger, that I worked really, really hard on the lyrics. And I was, during that time, very inspired by Ashford and Simpson kind of throughout the process, because I've seen them work on a song, and if they're not satisfied with it, they keep working on it. And you want it to be where you sing the lyric and you believe every single word, and even now if I sing it, it can make me cry because I feel the power of the lyrics. So I pushed myself a lot harder to work on the lyrics and to make sure there was a marriage between the lyrics and the melody. And I think this record definitely, that happened. So I'm very pleased with it.
Absolutely. One of my favorite songs, and I've had an opportunity to listen to, I think, probably about 7 times, Love Divine. Can you tell the listeners out there about that particular single from the new album?
Well, that single is divine. I say that because, I think it's divine as a piece of music, but there was divine inspiration from this song. And while we were recording it, it came together in such a mysteriously powerful way that I believe sincerely there was the hand of divine intervention with the song, that it needed to be what it was. You know, it's funny with songs, sometimes they arrive and they're almost complete and you feel you just heard them and it's been delivered to you like a present or a gift that you're lucky enough to receive. A song like this just came and everything about it fell together. I can't explain it more than that. It's like, you know, you do the vocal and it's done in an hour. You do the guitar parts in three takes. You do the basic track in one take, and everything about it just came together. The other thing I would like to just share with you about it is the wonderful voice of Manu Camara. She is a French singer that I work with when I perform in France. She is from Guinea in Africa, and she is singing in Yoruba on the song. So her voice and vocal, again, was one of the main parts that took this song to a very spiritual level.
One of the vibe that I get from you as far as discussing this particular song, it almost comes across that the song actually took a life of its own. It just metamorphosized, where it led you into a direction and said, hey, look, I'm going off the floor, but I'm feeling right now. And it definitely resonates. So without further ado, let's get into one of the many wonderfully written and played songs from the new album, of course, The Lore, the incredible Valerie Kent with Love Divine, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Love, dear.
I agree with you that it's very, very crucial that artists realize they need to constantly be working, evaluating their songs, their performances, how they are presenting themselves, their demeanor. The best way is to find role models that can show you by example. For anyone in the New York region, I invite you to come to Sugar Bar, which is Asher and Simpson's venue, and they have an open mic night that anyone can sing at, and you will watch other people do what they do, and it's really encouraging because it's a place where young and new artists can come and try things out and try out different songs and their different voices and see how they fit. I encourage, from an artist perspective myself, I encourage every artist to learn about engineering and how to record and produce your own music. So taking a class in how to use, you know, computers to record, how to use a microphone, I think those are really important tools. And the other thing I would suggest is to record yourself all the time and listen back as objectively as you can. Video yourself also, but really, for me, especially as someone who's an artist who is also a recording engineer and producer, I want to know that it works if I just listen to it without the visual. I want to know that the audio, that the vocal is working the way I want it to make someone feel the emotion I'm hoping they'll feel.
Do you feel that we've gotten so caught up as far as, you just mentioned the visual aspect of an artist. Do you think a lot of times in today's music that the visual aspect of an artist is taken over, or basically is being used, and it's the true talent of an artist is being overlooked as far as what they can truly bring to the table?
Yes, I do. I agree with you there also. I mean, unfortunately, in this age where everyone is watching music more than listening to music, I think that has become a problem. I think it's really, I'll just kind of repeat what I said before, I think it's really crucial to evaluate your sound and your voice. I'm speaking for singers, but if you're an instrumentalist, you know, the way you use voicings, the way you make solo, to to really work on your craft as an artist and how you express it. And of course, it's important that you work on your image and you make sure you feel good about the image you're projecting, and that it reunites with the person you are, because ultimately that's what I think the audience reads is, as you said earlier, the truth and your own heart coming across through your music. But I do think, yeah, I think it's harder for today, in today's world, because so much is judged visually, especially with shows like The Voice and everything, where it's like people making instant judgments just on their haircut and look at what they're wearing before they even open their mouth, you know? To me, it's all about the music. It's gotta connect with musically with what you're expressing.
You know, I know already I'll be dating myself, but I remember looking at a show growing up called The Midnight Special, and you had artists that could actually come out there and, I mean, just work their craft to perfect live instrumentation. And one of the things that I'm truly impressed with you is that your live performances are incredible, but being the perfectionist that you are, if you could just kind of sit back and separate yourself as far as just being a novice, what most impresses you about your new album, Allure? What is the key essential part about the album that you're really, truly impressed with?
What impresses me about my own album, if I can be objective about my, is that the question?
Absolutely.
That's a wonderful question. What impresses me most about this album, I have two thoughts that just came to mind. First of all, the musicianship of all of the different musicians that play on this record that I brought together. The live sound of the band and the tightness of the band and the intricacies of all the parts that people are playing, plus the arrangements, to me, it's like an organic whole. Now I'm not objective anymore. I just went back to my first interview. Okay, so if I'm objective and I look at it, I would say, wow, this band is really tight. This singer has put together a really incredibly powerful group of musicians. And I don't know if it's clear, but half the record was recorded in France and half the record was recorded in New York. So, for example, that song we just listened to, Love Divine, that was recorded completely in France and mixed there, with the exception of the percussion, which I overdubbed here in New York with Bashir Johnson. So half of the record is French, and half of the record is with French musicians, and half of the record was recorded in New York with New York musicians. But it all works to me as an organic whole. I mean, as you listen to it, I don't think you can actually tell, oh, this was recorded in France and that was recorded in New York. to me, I mean, I'd be curious once you hear the whole album what you think. So that's the first thing I think that comes across to me is it's a great live band sound that I feel this music. I can touch it. Like, it's reaching the listener, I hope, it reaches your heart. And the second is the power of is the message of the song, which are mostly about love.
Love.
Love. I love to write love songs.
I was just about to ask you that, Valerie. I mean, a lot of this album.
Yes.
It's predicated on love and romance and relationships. How much of the album is based upon your own personal life experiences?
Well, I think most songwriters will say, of course, some of it is part of my personal life experience, and then you're kind of filling in. Because I actually just heard Bruce Springsteen answer this question on a late night TV show. Because they asked him the same question. He's like, well, you know. So of course, some of it's real, and some of it is fantasy, and some of it is maybe from a film. I mean, I'm very inspired by film also, and by books that I've read and poetry that I read. So, for example, with Love Divine, the theme of that in the chorus is, did I love you once before in another time? Or did I love you more than once before in another time? So that sense of when you're in a very powerful relationship with someone, that sense you have that we must have known each other before, maybe we loved each other, you know, in other lifetimes. And I think of love as this sea that we're constantly returning to and being absorbed by.
Well, for me personally, the other single that I had an opportunity to listen to, It's Gotta Be You. It reminds me so much of Joni Mitchell. It had that kind of vibe. And it really touched me. And again, what I'm so impressed about as far as what impresses me about an artist is that when they have an opportunity to show such a sense of vulnerability through the music, a lot of times we spend so much time being guarded. We are afraid to show who we are. And with this, it's just like, this is who I am. These are the feelings that I'm feeling, and you've been able to communicate or convey it through the music where it just comes out so raw and so passionate. How do you feel about that particular song?
Well, that song has a very, very special story to me behind its originate, you know, where it came from, which is I was actually in the studio working with Nick Ashford, Nicholas Ashford, Ashford & Simpson. We were in the studio working on a song. It was just the two of us. Valerie was doing something else that day. And Nick was about to go in the vocal booth, and he turned to me and he said, I'm about to do the wrong thing, but it's the right time. And I said, Nick, that is a lyric. And he looked at me and he laughed and he's like, you think so? And I said, yeah. He goes, great. Go on, write it down. You take it, use it, write it, let that song take it. And so I listened to him, I wrote it down, and I thought about it, and I thought about it, you know, and put it aside. And then I went to him, and I said, you know, I'm coming up with some chords. I'd love to play it for you. And he goes, hey, you know, if you ever need a background vocalist, you know I'm right here. So it really, it started with that as the initial idea. And that, and then I worked on it from there. And actually, the co-writer on "It's Got to Be You" is my husband. He did help with the lyrics. So I wrote the music. Nick Ashford gave us the seed of the idea, and my husband and I wrote the lyrics.
Every little helps, Lord have mercy. Yeah. Let's get into it. Oh my goodness. It's got to be you. It would be incredible.
Got to be you.
Valerie Gitt. Here, it was on LOTO Radio.
Till you
the new album, Velour, officially available tomorrow. Yes, it will be October 21st on iTunes, Google Play, and also Amazon and Spotify. And also, family, remember, she is having a CD release party. That's at on October the 29th at Joe's Pub in NYC. The telephone number is 212-967-7555. My queen, it has been an honor for me to have you on the show. It looks like I'm going to have to either get on a plane, train, automobile to come to the NYC to see you perform.
Oh, I would love it. We could fly you into New York. That would be fantastic. I'd love to meet you in person. Or we're just going to have to come tour in Houston.
You know what? We can make that happen. You can definitely come down. We would love to have you here in the studio and perform and just grace us with your presence. Much continued success. And again, if I have to fly down to New York, I have no problem coming uptown. Absolutely. None at all. None at all. Joe's Pub, family, again, that's 212-967-7555. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by Val's official website. That's at valgent.com. And also on Twitter at twitter.com/ValerieGent. And last but certainly not least, on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/ValerieGentMusic. My queen, it's been a pleasure. Much continued success. And I'm looking forward to receiving my wax. Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you so much, Teddy Bear. It's been a pleasure. The pleasure really is all mine. Thank you for your wonderful questions and this incredible conversation. And I love your voice. Oh, I'm in love with your voice. I might have to write a song for your voice. Do you sing?
Well, thank you. You know what? Only in the shower.
Good for you. As long as you sing with that voice.
Absolutely.
Well, thank
absolutely.
You so much, and it's been really my honor to be here.
Thank you so much.
So thank you.
All right. Much continued success. The incredible Valerie Gent here in the zone of LOTO Radio.